97.1, the ticket. Tonight, the Michigan Wolverines scheduled to play some basketball.
Are they?
Yes.
They have the minimum number?
Supposedly.
I think that's what Coach Howard had mentioned.
Yeah, they're going to need more than the minimum tonight.
They
Champaign.
Will.
Yes. Taking on Illinois is playing really well.
I really just want to see Hunter Dickinson and Kofi Coburn.
What's that? What's that? How do you pronounce that name?
That would be Coburn.
Coburn, okay.
Coburn, yes. Just to make sure, Coburn.
Coburn, yes.
It's,
yeah.
It's spelled, it's not C-O, what, how would you spell Coburn?
C-O-B-U-R-N.
C-O-E, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a C-O-C-K.
Yes.
Yes, which is not normally pronounced as Co.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But he's from where, Jamaica or the Bahamas, Bahamian, yeah. You know, that's the way, maybe they pronounce it that way. I guess they do.
I guess they do.
Yes, they do. Either that or he just decided, you know what? I didn't want to go through life. I don't want to go through life with Cockburn.
it's always there.
There's no way it's really pronounced Coburn. He strictly chose to pronounce it this way.
No idea what that country, the way they pronounce it. That's the whole, but yes, it's kind of bizarre.
Sounds painful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, we'll stop there.
Yes.
Okay? We stop there?
Yeah, I think so. Yes. Good matchup tonight.
Yes.
We'll stop there.
Yeah. And one of Illinois' best players, was he like the sixth man of the year in the Big Ten last year, Corbello? He hasn't even played hardly at all this year, and they're still playing really, really good basketball. I think he had a concussion or something, so. When he gets back in the lineup, that fight in the lineup is going to be really good. You know, the Big Ten's really weird. You thought, you know, Purdue, oh, they're going to be one of the best teams in the country. They've lost some games. Everybody's losing some games in the conference except for Michigan State and Illinois.
Yeah.
And Wisconsin smoked Ohio State yesterday.
Is Wisconsin, they're that team, they just are always the same. You know, Greg Gard has them playing extremely well. And they're a try hard, get after you basketball team.
Yeah. He's dry hard and Cockburn and within about.
No, I said try hard, not dry.
Oh, what? I thought you said dry.
Why would I say dry hard?
I have no idea.
When in the world ever described a basketball team as dry?
I don't know. The way you pronounced it, it just sounded like a T. Anyway,
it was a T.
I mean a D. Thank God it's Friday. But yeah, Wisconsin they're one of those teams. No matter who the coach is, it's always the same.
Yeah.
You know, whether it was, you know, Dick Bennett
mm-hmm.
to Bo Ryan,
Bo,
Dracula,
yep.
and now this guy.
Greg Dracula.
Bo Ryan was Dracula.
Yes, he was.
I mean, they had good players, but that style was so boring.
Whatever it takes to win.
I know.
On a repeated basis. If you can do it and you can repeat it, then keep on going.
Now, Bruce Davison, is that his name, Bruce? Their outside shooter?
Brad.
Yep. See, I've been really close here on this sort of stuff. He's been there since like 1997.
Yeah, it feels like it.
I can't believe
he's
still there. He had like 25 points last night.
Well, did he get his suspensions back? Like they're giving those back in years?
I remember Doug, when he went to check out Madison with his son who wanted to, you know, was thinking about going there. And one thing he didn't want to do was like run into Davison because he can't stand him. Of course, they ran into him or something
right.
like that. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Doug's such a confrontational individual.
Yes, I know. We're about, I don't know, 5 weeks away. I don't know the exact math, and I'm not even going to try to do it from pitchers and catchers reporting.
Oh, mid-February.
Mid-February.
Yeah, 4.5 to 5 weeks. Yeah.
I don't think that's happening.
There's still 5 weeks.
I know.
But the last proposal, I mean, it took 6 weeks to get this one.
Right. Yesterday, you know, Major League Baseball made our proposal to the Players Association, which they didn't like, which I understand, but at least, you know, just negotiate nonstop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, no matter what's, look, I'll usually be on the side of the millionaires versus the billionaires argument when people throw that cliche out.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff, like, a lot of it is optics, and we've gone through a lot of crazy optics in the world since COVID.
Huh.
But when you have Max Scherzer doing an interview with the LA Times last week, you know, complaining about competitive balance in baseball, which he's right about.
Yeah.
But he signs a one-year deal for like $42 million. You know something, Max? You want competitive balance? You sign that one-year deal for a little less with like the Pittsburgh Pirates. Then you'll get some competitive balance. Seriously. Don't be such a freaking hypocrite. And here's the other deal.
I don't necessarily see him as being a hypocrite because he is operating under the rules of the collective bargaining agreement.
Now, if the rules were different,
he would be following those.
But don't complain about competitive balance. I know that the part of the issue is they don't like these teams, you know, tanking on purpose and, you know, to save money. I don't think they're actually tanking to save money. They're tanking to accumulate draft picks to get better than the Houston Astros formula. That's number one. Number two, the baseball players, you know, the big thing that they hold over, you know, other sports from the union side is we don't have a salary cap.
Right.
We don't have a salary cap. Well, if you want competitive balance,
have a salary cap.
Do something. Or at least have a floor. Okay? I heard somebody suggest this, and this makes perfect sense. Let's say $100 million is the floor, because there are a few teams that aren't even spending $100 million.
Right.
Okay. And no amount of money is the actual ceiling, or you do have a 280 is the ceiling, but you can go over that, but the tax just.
Yeah, there's a luxury tax.
The luxury tax, which you already have, but make that more penal. That way, at least you can sit there and say, oh, we have no cap.
Yeah.
But you can, you know, go over it if you want to, you know, have a team.
I agree. I think there should be a floor. You can't just not spend.
Yeah.
And because that's going to be an argument for the players all the time is, you know what, you guys have this money to spend, but you're just not spending it.
Right. But if you're bragging about no cap, that means the owners don't have, you know, they don't have to spend. And the other argument to that is, well, look at Tampa. Okay, they don't win the World Series, but they're always really good, and they don't spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
They let really good players go, and they're so good in player development that they are always a competitive team.
Well, and you know, not only player development, but identifying that talent and then being able to develop it. It's tanking in baseball, like, I get it because you want more picks, but the payoff is so far down the road.
Well, it's not even picks because you can't trade draft pick, which is another thing they should change in baseball. What they need to do is just lock Tony Clark and a lawyer and Rob Manfred and a lawyer in a room and just don't come out until you have something. Negotiations is give and take. And so the players should say, all right, this is what we want. The owners come back, well, we'll give you half of this. And you know, and then the owner said, well, this is what we want. And the player said, you know, so basically nobody will be happy.
Right.
But at least you're playing. Well, and you're going to get, each side's going to get something that they want. You know, players are going to get the universal designated hitter.
Well, and I don't, we can get into the specifics of what players want, what the owners want, what they're not willing to do. But in terms of the negotiations, I don't necessarily know that they need to be locked into a room, but
it's
6 weeks before you make your first proposal is disgusting.
It's gross.
You know that they had this, like they had this in their back pocket,
right?
And they're just, you know what? When do we send this?
Right.
I tell you what, let's send it on. Let's just pick a date.
Yeah.
Throw a dart against the wall. January. Oh, where did it land?
13. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Yeah. That's stupid. Here's the other thing. What both sides fail to realize, or if they do realize, they don't care, the sport is dying. Look, ratings aren't everything, okay? But the national ratings for World Series games, you know, national broadcasts, all-star games, whatever, are horrible. They go down, it seems, every year, especially depending on the teams that are playing. Now, the regional numbers, if your team is good, like the Tigers had decent numbers this year because they were more competitive, those are pretty good. But it's become a regional sport.
Yeah.
So when the World Series is on and you have two teams that you know, the majority of people don't care about, it's not like it used to be.
Stoney, I don't think it is dying. I think this is a fake narrative.
No, I don't think. I think it is dying.
Why are they?
Because look, I just said, when the World Series on, nobody's watching.
So it doesn't matter. That's the thing, because of the regular season success with all these TV deals.
Right, but if your team...
People are going. Now, I think they're going to hurt themselves if they actually miss regular season time here. I mean, look, in the last 2 years, my life has been, hey, let's make schedules only to change schedules.
Right, I understand that.
And we're preparing for a spring training that's normal. In reality, is there is no way the Detroit Tigers are playing on February 26th.
Correct.
They're not. It's not going to happen. And so you'll probably see a shortened spring training. The belief is this thing's going to get resolved before the regular season.
March 1st, hopefully.
You know, so it is what it is. But if they do miss regular season games, people, I do think there's going to be a significant, you know, hey, I'm fed up with this. I'm done. I mean, I've let some people know, you know, we run the Tiger Network mm-hmm. here and throughout the state. And the feedback when I said, hey, prepare for a lockout. Really? This sport's going to do this? Do they realize COVID just happened?
Yeah. I mean, that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
I mentioned
it's the hangover of the discussions that they had in 2020
right.
of getting that season going and the last minute, you know, deals that were done and the bickering over millionaires and billionaires.
Right. Look, when I say the sport's dying, it's not going to go away, but the, you know, the national numbers are horrible. The regional numbers have been good when your teams are competitive. When they're not competitive, they're awful as well.
Well, where's the report though that they're financially?
Oh, financially, they don't care.
It's not dying then.
Popularity is a better word.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you have
Steve Cohen, the hedge fund guy, buy the Mets for like $1 billion. I mean, yeah, exactly. There's rich guys who want to own baseball teams, but look, the amount of participation, I'm sure we'll talk about it. For months and years ahead, because it's not what it was, no. And that's okay. Okay, things change in this world; people evolve. Speaking of which, we have our picks coming up next. 97.1 The Pit Ticket.